Monday the 9th of November, Kof Beis Mal Cheshvan, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Karnovsky, Kovod Havias.
We find at the beginning of this week's parasha, Sarah Aminu died, and Avraham Avinu had to look for Mokum for Kever, Mokum for Kvura. There's a whole parasha of 20 psukim, where the Torah is marich at length, the whole discussion backwards and forwards. I'm very sorry, the Rishonim discuss why is the Torah deal at length with the whole discussion, business negotiations with Bnei Chais and Ephraim. So I once heard a Mahalach from my Rosh Shiva, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and he said as follows, but before we come on to his vault, I'd like to be makdim a couple of yisoids from last week's parsha. We know that Chesed, Amud HaChesed, was Avraham Avinu. Tim Chesed LaAvraham, Avraham Avinu was the Mekoya, the Shredish, the pillar of Chesed. Avraham wasn't the first one that practiced Chesed. Bnei Noach, according to some Rishonim, Amuchuyim and Chesed. Shem Ben Noach, also quote a Yalkut, practiced Chesed in the Teva, with Noach and his family. So what was Avraham's new chiddush? What did Avraham institute with chesed? Avraham was the pillar of Amud HaChesed. There's a very interesting lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam, in Pei Yudalad Mehilchus Ovel, Halacha Beis, the Rambam discusses the concepts of chesed. Says the Rambam as follows, there's a mitzvah saseh medivreim, Bikucholim, Nichum Aveilim, Achnoskala, Oyrchim, etc. Then the Rambam says the following in Halacha Beis, Pei Yudalad Ovel Halacha Beis, Scha Halavoya Mrubim in Akoil, to be Melava and Oyrch, to accompany him out. We're not going to the Halacha Dika aspect of how much, when, but there is a mitzvah of Lavoya to be Melava Oyrchim. The schar of Levoya is more than everything else. More than giving him to eat, to drink. There's a famous remez, Vayita Eshel Bivnei Shova, Rashin Ksubas, Chesmul Beis, quotes Chazal, Eshel is Achila Shtia Levoya. Schar of Levoya, Rubin Menachel. Says the Rambam, Vahu Hachoik Shchokikei Avraham Avinu. That was what Avraham Avinu instituted. Achoik doesn't always mean a statue which you don't understand. It will soon explain it. It means a way of life. Vatlandem chukei chaim kein chonins landeinu. A way of life. Oizgekratzt. Worked through. Vuachoyk shechotke Avraham Avinu v'derech hachesed shenoagbo. That was Avraham's chesed. Machiloi v'drochim giving to eat mashken omolave. G'doy lachnos seichem akvolish bnei ashchina and levoya is even more than lachnos seichem. And it's interesting, the Rambam Aluch Aluch, when he spells out the details of Chesed, does say Achnos Zeichim? The Rambam says, Hitzos Ames, Achnos Zekala, or Levoya Zeichim. Because Levoya is more Choshuv than Achnos Zeichim. So we have to understand, so the Rambam is already telling us that there was a special Chiddush of Avraham Avinu, Avraham's Chiddush in Chesed, Avraham's new concept in Chesed was Levoya. What's special about Levoya? It's interesting that Migdal Oiz in his Peish on the Rambam says that from the Pesukim alone we can see that Levoya is more than Achnos Seichem. When it came at the beginning of the Pasha, Avraham wanted to bring the Oichem in, he was in the middle of speaking to the Rabbein Shleilem. The Shekhinah was there. And Avraham Avinu asked the Rabbein Shleilem, Al Mosal Me'alavdecha, don't depart, stay here, I'm busy. It's telling the Shekhinah to wait while he's busy with Oichem shows us this whole halacha that Achnos Seichem is more important than Shekhinah. When he came in the middle of Avraham, the Rebbeitu was speaking to Avraham again later on, about by Yitzchak having a child, in the middle of everything, Avraham holich l'shalchem, Avraham goes to be malavah them. He goes to take leave and he goes to accompany them. There he didn't ask the Rebbeinu Shalom, can I go? Will you please stay while I'm going to be malavah Oichem? Says Migdalais, why? From the Pesukim we see that if already he understood the Achnos Zeichim is almost Al Malavdecha and Levoya is greater than Achnos Zeichim, he didn't have to ask again. What is special about Levoya? as we mentioned, Vayita Eshel Ve'eshova, Eshel Achilishti Levoya. There's a Meisah, was Mazok Dibber, happened to me, I grew up in the time of Vilna Gaon. There was someone that had a big hotel, big guest house. And we spoke Machin Seidef. And one time he had a Sreifa. No one understood Chesed is Mashiach, Aser to Aser. All the schools of Chesed, all the schools of Tzedakah. And the whole thing was burned down. So the Gaon of Megalag then, that this person was only makbid ba'achidish din of Nosbat Levoya. And if you take the word Eish and you take away the Lamed, you left with Eish. No one is saying that everyone that doesn't do Levoya, that's what happens to him. But Menashmaim, they wanted to be Megalag. It was a Midak and Egan Midak. There was a reason, Nusam Atama, why he had this faith. What's special about Levoya? I'd read in some story. Toshin Lamad Aleph, close on to 40 years ago. I was still a boch in Yerushalayim. So I was coming back to Chutzlatz after being there in Etzisov for over 1.5 years in one go. And I went to the Stipler. In those days it was much easier to get into the Stipler, speak to him in learning. And I asked him, Abroch, I'm coming back to England. Coming back to Europe. So on my way out, I noticed that the Stipler starts getting up and walking. So I was walking out, I was down the corridor, and I suddenly heard Mustafa shuffling along behind me. So I realized that he meant to be Malavami. Abocha, Stifle, God Latir. So I signaled with my hand, he didn't hear, so I signaled with my hand, he doesn't have to. So he starts shouting at me, it's a Dina de Gemot to be Malavami. Do you want to be? It's the Stifle, I grace. God Latir, a young Abocha Kumpf. What's the Yisaitak of Levoya? There's a maral in Chidush HaGodes and Seita. Maral says, I glad to hear Seita. To give someone achil and shtir, you feel rahmonis for him. He's a needy person, and you want to fill his needs. He needs to eat, he needs to drink. Levoya is being mechabed the person. He's covered. He's had what he needs. Someone choshev, you're accompanying him. So the whole concept of Levoya is giving the person covered abriyats. Be mechabed the person, he's a tzelem alikim. To be mechabed him, to show him covered, to show him respect, to give him honor as a person, as a human being. That was Avraham Avinu's chiddush chesed. Not just, I have pity and mercy on him because he's a needy person, I feel bad sitting in the comfort of my home, and then the other person, and I know he hasn't got anything, so I bring him in, I give him something, to treat him with respect as a human being, and not just a human being, so tell him alikim. That was Avraham Avinu's whole new concept in chesed, and that's what Levoya is. Levoya is to accompany a person, to give him the covet which he deserves, as tell him alikim. Eizah, there's a mission in Ovitz. Eizah, mechubot ha-mechabed sabriyas. Who deserves covered the ones mechabed other people? Shenema, ki mechabdai. The Rabbi Shem is speaking, those that mechabed me, I'll be mechabed them. Says Rabbeinu B'chai in his page in Ovitz. What's the posuk? What's the right from the posuk? Mechabdai. Mechabdai kodesh bochu. So he says, no, because if you're mechabed the briyas, why are you mechabed the briyas? Because every person is a tzelem alikim. He was created by the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he deserves covered as a tzelem alikim, and that's why you mechabed the human being. Respect to the human being, because he's a tzelem alikim, then mechabdai, you deserve covered, and the Rabbeinu Shalom says, midah k'neged midah, you're mechabed me, mechabdai, then achabed. So the covered abriya is treating someone else with the respect as a human being. Is it atzelem alikim? So Yalkut in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Zayin, where the Yalkut says as follows: Avraham Avinu met Shem ben Noach, and he asked him, "How did you come out of the teva?" Obviously what Avraham meant to ask, what souls did you have to be saved? What did you merit? What did you do during the tkuf of the teva that you deserved to come out of the teva and start off a new world? How did you come out of the teva? Didn't answer, we opened the door and went out. What souls did you have? Oh my loy bit stoker shasinu sham the tzoker that we did there. I'm only mad stalkers on the table. Stalkers, you do the no knocking the doors. No, that stalkers, nothing. How can you do stalker with? We were busy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We all know the story. Once came late to the Ari, and the Ari bit him. Agav. I was in America a couple of weeks ago, so someone told me in Santa Vart, it says in the morning, you scabe ko Ari. We all know the Ari energy. The Ari was someone that when he came late for food, he started biting. Saying Yiskabe Kari means when you get up, the diakonos of his man, just like the Ari was makhlu by his times for food, Yiskabe Kari taremes, that you remember the Ari was punctual. Agava and Santavot. Oysa Shah Om Avrom Avinu, said Avrom Avinu, Uma Eilu, Noach and his children, if they wouldn't have been for the fact that they practiced chess on the table, they wouldn't have had any schuss to come out of the table. The key in Shosat Stoker was the key to Atzlocha. Stoker was the key to Kiyam Oilo. Ani im Esa b'nei Odom Shem b'tzalm shalakodosh baruch hu. I won't just do Stoker with Behemoth Chayiv Oif as the Tzabal Achayim to Behemoth as well. But to be mechaber the human being that he's betzelem alikim, alachas kam v'kama that I'll be zeicher to schus. So Avraham left from Shem Benoich the power of tzedakah, and he took it a stage further. Not just as compassion, the tzavah l'chaim, to treat the person as a human being and to realize he's betzelem alikim. Ois shava yita eishol veshava achil shtir levoya. And as the Maral says, that Levoya is the simon. That's the indication that I do it, not as compassion, because I feel I've got to help the other person, is a nitzrach. I respect him, I treat him with his dignity that he deserves. Salam alaikum. And Avraham Avinu used that, not just in the Levoya, but his whole approach to Achila B'Shtir was also like that. His whole approach, how did he speak to the Malachim and the Bina? He thought they were here with Arabs. The way he spoke to them, Aloshan Adnus, according to some Pshotim, is Aloshan Chayli, treat them with respect. For each one, Shem, Altav Slabodka, that for each one he shot an animal. There's enough meat in one big animal for three people. But he wanted to give each one of them cover that for you alone it's worthwhile shechting an animal. Give him a covet. What did he say? V'sa'adu libchem. Libchem is only one yitzara. She says like a malach has only got a yitzara. Yitzatim not yitzara. It doesn't say levavchem. He didn't know the malachim. Says Maral Pshat. He spoke to them as if they were malachim. He didn't know what they were. But to give them respect, how do you speak? How do you deal with them? So not just in the Levoya, if the whole idea is the cover that brings to be mashing the person, to respect the person, human dignity, because he's a tzelem alikim, then not just with the Levoya, but the whole approach to his machlo mashke was a different type. Hu hachoyk shechokike Avraham Avinu v'derech hachesed shenagbo. As the Rambam says, it was a new approach to the whole yisoid of chesed. Beis Halevi in his drosha, one of his droshas, and Chulas Beis Halevi, says, he gives musa to people that don't respect Aniyim. And he says that the Oni is like a chetzishal mitzvah. There's a loch in Kisri Adam, that you're not allowed to tread, you don't kick it with your foot. Give respect to mitzvah. And Chazal learned, if already on earth, there's a mitzvah to respect it, because that's a hechatim, that's a mitzvah. So an Oni, that through that you can give tzedakah, then avad, you've got to be mechaved, you can't treat him like dust. Just push him away. Throw him a donation. So Rebbe Guvich in Irish Orion quotes B'Shem Altam Slabodka. Altam says, I don't understand this Beis Halevi. We need to come on Tashtikal Torah, why to be mechaved and oni? Because it's a chet shumit, it's a gant along this. What do you need that for? Pashtun is a human being. Tell him and Human dignity. Treat him with the Yisod, which Avraham Avinu instituted, the whole Yisod, the whole concept in Chesed, the whole concept of Kavod Abrias, the Tzelem Alikim. So what do I need? I will tell you that the reason why to be Mechabed and Oni is because it's a Chavis Shal Mitzvah. It's a human being, it's a mensch. There's a story of a Smasot Dibba. There's a story for Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. From the daily Yerushalayim, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. He was very big, he did this with Briskarov. Briskarov often, Briskarov used to speak to him and learning. One day, one of the family looked through the window and saw a Choshvid coming down the road. And it looked to them from far that the Briskarov was coming to visit Rabbi Zalman. And it wasn't unusual that Briskarov should come into Rabbi Zalman. Briskarov comes to Rabbi Zalman. He goes into his house. He goes into his room. To his closet. Takes out all his Shabbos tikkun levush. Sets the table. Mamash, Briskarov's coming. God Ladeo comes. When this Yid comes close to the door, they realize it was a mistake. If someone looked from far like Briskarov, it wasn't Briskarov. He treated him with the same COVID he had given Briskarov. So the family asked him, Sashbil, what's this? I pushed the Eid. He probably wanted to let an amlot for making money. And Rabbi Salman was just to give with a kind heart. But to be Mechabed, Mamish had him for, like Stanley, as Mamish from the ganze years of COVID. So Rabbi Salman said the same, he said, Be'em is every Eid that comes into me, I should be Mechabed. I tell him, Alikim, what can I do? I can't do it ever. But if he was ready, prepared to do it because Briskarov and everything was ready, so I should change my tact, I should change my line, I should pick up my big Shabbos just because it's not Briskarov, it's Hayid. I tell him Alikim. We have many Nisyonis, especially nowadays. It's difficult for me to talk, I'm on the other side sometimes. Oh, but many of us, people come day and night, that no minute's peace, whether it's in shul, whether it's in home. And some people attack amul, if you want to use a better word, can amul zanash. To realize that giving tzedakah isn't just, even if we verify that the person's an elicha, but to realize that the other person's a human being, to realize and respect his feelings, respect, just imagine how we would be if we've been in shoes. But also realizing that a chelik of chesed is not just compassion to give what he needs. For behemoth, it's habal chayim. So you give him something, you're not mevazeh him. But to realize that there's more to tzedakah than that. It's Avraham Avinu's chiddush in tzedakah, which we are mechuyev to follow. Chayev odom loyim mosa yigim maisa maisa avon b'sav Yaakov. We are mechuyev to respect someone. We are mechuyev. We want to have a shaykhus to the others. To respect a human being that is a tzedakah lekim. Besides the fact that he enables me to have the hechatim to do a mitzvah, but I also tell him and give. It's not easy, but that's a chelik from our avoda. Not in this world, always for an easy life. We want to steig. So it's a new concept in Kavod Abrias, how to give tzedakah, how to give chesed, how to look after the person. Treat him as a human being. Treat him with the kavod that you respect. If Avraham Avinu did that to Arabs, not knowing who they were, think of Oyed Avinu Zohar. Alas, come on, Elach Yid. That's one of the limudim, coming back to our parsha. At the beginning of our parsha, Avraham Avinu was in a very difficult situation. He'd just been through Agvalti in his son of the Akeda. Comes back to Be'er Sheva to receive the news that his grace of Rebbe's, sorry, maybe. They'd lived together in Shalva over 100 years. Come out just over 100 years. Come to some Chazal. And in the backdrop of the Akeda, and that was them as part of Avraham's Nisayin, point to some Nisayinim, this mice of the Kvurasaur was the last one of the Nisayinis. The Akeda wasn't the last Nisayin. This was on Avraham's Nisayinis. How's he going to react? So one of the pshatim is the sultan sometimes tries to stop us doing a mitzvah. That's mufaneinu. When we've done the mitzvah, he wants to try and get in his last thing to try and that we should have a shtikla charota for the mitzvah. So one of the nekudas was, will Avram have charota? See what that case has costed me? My life. She was greater than him in Nebuah. A life's companion. One of the Amor is greater than him in Nebuah. Am I now going to have charota that because of the Maisa Akeda I've lost my sorry mate, I've lost my wife? So just imagine the shock and the trauma, what Avram was going through. And then he's got to start handling with them with Kvura. Avram, if he wanted, could have said to the Mikat, the net soul's man, I'm going to take it. Give to Shimon and Moshe. Avram handled with them backwards and forwards and backwards. But the Derech Eretz that Avram spoke to them, Le'adon Yishmaenim, the Ganser Nusach, that Avram Avinu in that matzav, to have the frame of mind to think, why should they suffer just because my wife has died? Rabbi Rucham says, Vayokam Avram Me'alpnei Meisai, it wasn't just physically stood up. He lifted himself up above this matzav, Apnei Meisai, there's a mess in front of me, and he washed his face. I've got to speak to human beings, I've got to be a mensch. And I've got to treat them with the respect, with the Jacob, whatever matzav I'm in. It was a medic in his side. So if you want to say the ashlama, the final touch, to Avram's midas achesed, Avram's kovod abriyas, Avram being a neman, being reliable, being consistent in all matzavim, Chazal tell us that Avram is called Zeh Avram Oyavi. He was beloved by the Rabbi Shalom. He created Kiddush Hashem with everything he did. So there's a Gemara in Yom Daf Pevov. Says the Gemara, Ketzad Shem Shemayim Misayev Al Yodcha. What can you do to see that the Shem Shemayim should be loved through you? And that is a key in your personal mitzvah of Hatas Hashem Alekecha. Loving the Rabbi Shalom. Ketzad Mishikoro Vashona. He learns Mishnah, he learns Gemara. Atamot Chochem. Masoyim Atonim Be'emunah. And he deals erlich, he deals with integrity. He deals with other people, benachas. Whether benachas is the tone of voice, whether benachas is the type of language he uses, benachas. Easy going, with respect. What do people say? Asher avishlom the Torah, asher avishlom the Torah. All of our course of Aime, about him the Apostle says, Yisroel, the Rabbi Shem says, Yisroel, asher b'chol es po, I'm proud of you. If one wants an example that someone in all zmanim and all matzorim was a matzorim matzorim be'amunah and debur b'nachzim b'fiyas, that was Avram Avinu in this ma'aseh b'akedah. And there was a tremendous nisoyim coming from where it came from. After the akedah, losing soil in the middle of Avedah, not even Avedah yet, his wife is lying there waiting to be buried, and he's got handled with b'nei chetz. With Azak, it was such tremendous derech eretz, with kovod abriyas, matzorim matzorim be'amunah, debur b'nachzim abriyas, that's a kiddush Hashem. That is leading a life of Zeh Avram Oevi, of being the Oev Hashem, being Mekayim, Vohavtos Hashem Lekev, Shemayim Mizayim Al Yodcha. But above all, this was a Hemshech and the final stamp, the final chapter in Avram Avinu's life, in creating a matter of explaining to us and giving over, transmitting to all future generations what Chesed is. Chesed isn't just compassion, Tzavah Lecham, animals as well. The aspect of kovod abriyas. Kovod abriyas, giving kovod to other people, respecting other people, respecting their feelings, respecting their outlook on life, if it's a Torah outlook on life, understanding people and giving them kovod, salam alaikim. There's another medrash. In Parshas Bereishis, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. B'yayim bro alaikim, b'dmus alaikim osa isa. Says Ben Azai, that there's a posuk which we all know, l'haftar le'echa k'maycha. Treat your fellow man like yourself. After Echel Kameicha. Says Ben Azai, this posuk goes further. For after Echel Kameicha means treat him like he treats you. If he doesn't treat you with respect, perhaps you don't have to treat him with respect. So says Chazal, Da l'mishatam vazeh. You're belittling him. You're not treating him with respect. Who are you talking to? You're talking to someone that's got a tzelem alikim, dmus alikim osa isai. V'ahavta l'reicha kameicha ani Hashem. So some of us should learn. What's the extra word here, ani Hashem? Realize that there's a new concept, there's a new dimension of v'ahavta l'reicha kameicha ani Hashem. I'm God. I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I created this person. This person was a Tzelem Elikim. Da'alam ishatam avazet. So how we treat someone, how we look at someone else, how we treat him, how we treat someone less fortunate than ourselves, besides for this feeling that I've got to try and help him. How do I help him? How do I speak to him? The Kovod Abrius aspect, that was the Chayk Shechokeke Avraham Avinu. That was what Avraham Avinu instituted with Derech HaChesed. It's a new approach to Chesed. It's Kovod Abrius. We want to carry on the tradition of the Ovitz. B'chol Chayismim, Seiv Adairis, as Chazal tell us, Mayas Odom Yinotzim Mechev LeMashiach. We'll go through terrible traumatic times. B'chalo B'prat. Mayas Odom, Chazal say, what should a person do in order to be saved from this Chev LeMashiach? The birth pangs of Mashiach. Yas B'tev Minas Chazodim. It's Teira Limud HaTeira. One of the Avraham Avinu's greatest acts of Tova was not just to look after the body of the person, but look after the soul. Avraham Avinu's being mefasim emuna, going on vayikra shom Hashem Hashem, vayikra shom keilaylam, was to expose people to the truth. To look after their soul, not just look after their body. I was thinking this morning, Chazal talk about the inner pas shachris, the idea of starting off the day with a good breakfast, a healthy breakfast. That's looking after the body. It's looking after the soul, let's take it away. It's looking after the body, look after the soul. Starting off the day with a retainer with tefillah with halacha. An idea, something to set me off on my path. That's following a Avraham Avinu's footsteps, like a multigus chus, for the organizers of Teira Way, for the people that are here, for the people that will hear to call halachim. Spreading Teira, starting off the day. That is a chesed. And there's no greater Kovod Abrius, there's no greater Derech Eretz, there's no greater feeling for someone else. I want to help, not just his body, I want to help his soul, I want to help his nefesh, I want to help his neshama. A thought for the day. It gives me a different approach to the day. The tefillah, the learning, starting off the way in a Torah way. Like this pas shachris for the body, there's a Torah way for the soul. That is the Derech HaChesed Shana Agva. We all need tzchusim. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy and pity on us and take us out of the shvera golas. Yas b'teir gemilus chasodim. As we've explained, the chesed isn't just the few prutas that we'll put in the tzedakah box, or when the oni comes, we'll send out a psavoucher. We want the little children. Treating the person as a human being. Looking after him, respecting him, trying to be mechabed him as a human being. First of all, feeling what he's going through, and second of all, realizing he's as a tzelem alikim, he deserves the dignity, human dignity. Society for protection of human dignity. That's Avraham Avinu's chiddush v'chesed. But we, as in human dignity, we realize it's a much deeper thing. It's a tzelem alikim, it's a ruchnius. Kol ha-mechabed is ha-briya, is gufa mechubed al-ha-briya, is mechabda ha-chabed. Chus, setting up the way, starting off the day with Taylor. This chus of our new idea of trying to practice, putting into practice this new concept of chesed, following Avraham Avinu's lifestyle, the chok shechok Avraham Avinu, where it's levoya, or it's how I do the chinesh dia, how I deal with other people, the derech chesed shnorba, should all stand us in good stead, that we should be zeicha soon to the gulish leim mehevim enom.